This is You've Been Challenged. I'm host Craig Collins, and I'm on a remote, which is very cool for me. I've set this all up myself. This is the first remote for, I think, WGN Plus as a whole. I don't think any WGN Plus show. Kelly is here. Kelly Leonard is the host of one of those shows. I'll ask him in a second if he's done a remote of any kind. But as far as I know, I'm the first one jumping into these waters, and I'm excited about it. But it's sort of hilarious. My setup involves a lead pipe. It involves a bunch of books. And there will be photos at some point of this.
Sounds like a game of Clue.
It does. It sounds like a lot of interesting things. You're right. We're in a random room, the dining area. So this is exactly a game of Clue. As I said, I'm Craig Collins. I'm here with Kelly Leonard, the host of Yes End, or Getting to Yes End, a WGN Plus podcast. Kelly, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Nice
and
to have you.
And I did
here.
Do a remote.
You did? Really?
Well, I recorded my interview with Mike Birbiglia. Yeah, so I guess I did. Sorry.
Okay, so you beat me to that punch.
But there was no chicken.
Okay, there was no chicken. There was maybe not a whole... There was no lead pipe.
There was no lead pipe.
Okay, good. Wonderful. So I'm the first one there. We also have Zatanna Zarel sitting in as my co-host today. Hey, Zatanna.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I have not mentioned what the challenge was yet, because I'm going to allow Kelly Leonard to tell us what it is, because this is... And I often compare myself to a dog, and I think I might have learned that recording an episode of Getting to Yes End. But dogs live in the moment. Every moment is the best moment to them.
Yeah.
Every challenge has been the best challenge to me, but this one is definitely still the best challenge. Mm-hmm. Kelly, what did you challenge us to do?
So you mentioned that you needed to binge on something.
Yes.
And I sort of assumed that most people gave you media.
That is everyone except you has given me movies or television.
So, you know, I grew up in improvisation, and I also grew up in, you know, at Second City, where everyone thinks you're not improvising. Like, you had that planned. So I couldn't do what was expected.
Correct.
And so I challenged you to binge on basically the best chicken in Chicago.
Right. It is the Chicago Chicken Challenge is what I'm calling it. I'm going to hashtag it on Twitter and Facebook. So hopefully other people do this. I actually printed a Google spreadsheet, like a maps of all of the locations from Gus's to here, because there's a really nice kind of straight linear, somewhat linear path that takes about an hour. But you could eat them all.
Yeah.
In one day.
So, Zatanna, I'm happy you say that, because the one thing that fell short on your challenge, and I don't mean to say anything,
go ahead,
but it's binge is the idea of my podcast. Mm-hmm. So if I have one meal a day, did I binge? I know that it's chicken every single day, and I know that it's, but is that truly a binge? I ask you both.
It's fried chicken. In my case, I did fried chicken every day, and I think once a day with fried chicken, it's probably...
Was enough for you?
I'm practically binging having fried chicken once a week.
Right. No, I understand. Zatanna, you are a very fancy model, dancer, human. So chicken to you is you're not familiar with the fried chicken.
I love fried chicken.
Well, to answer my own question, I thought that wasn't necessarily binge enough.
Did you Google binge?
I have Googled binge. It's to consume a large amount of, a large quantity in one sitting.
Oh, in one sitting.
That is the definition I found. So, and I didn't actually do that either.
So you're telling me if I watch like 4 or 5 episodes on a Netflix series.
That you binged.
Because then I take a nap before I finish
Okay, fine. You know
you
what?
Know, like,
you guys, I will Google it again in front of both of you and tell you
I know,
what
I believe
is.
You. And then what I would say is it's a quasi-binge.
Right.
Or it's an adaptive binge.
So in order to truly, and I think I'm not talking to my microphone, in order to truly follow the spirit of my show.
Yeah.
I woke up this morning at 10 o'clock, and by 11 o'clock, I was at Gus's Chicken. Mm-hmm. And then I drove to every single chicken restaurant on the challenge.
And yet he arrived empty-handed.
No.
No.
Actually, no, Zatanna. If you'd like, you can come to my car later. I'm not hitting on you. I have a chicken car.
It's worse
car.
Than that, by the way.
I have a chicken car.
You can
car.
Come to my car. I'm luring you with chicken.
Oh, man.
Oh, you're going to be arrested. Are we near a school?
The smell in my car right now is either amazing or awful.
My car is filled with breasts and thighs. Don't worry about it. It's not scary.
It absolutely is. Binge, by the way, the definition is a short period devoted to indulging in an activity to excess, especially drinking alcohol or eating. So that is
Well, it depends. What's your definition of short period?
So that's my point. So this morning, I went to as many restaurants as I could, which ended up being pretty much all of them.
Mm-hmm.
I do have some bad news for you on one of the restaurants, and we'll get to that in a second.
Oh, no.
But I did consume...
Did one of them close?
Maybe. That might have happened, Kelly. Yes, that did happen. Okay, fine. The Crazy Bird.
Crazy Bird closed?
Is unfortunately closed. So you and I talked about that earlier this week.
That was my favorite quirky one.
Right. That was the one that was the most off the beaten path. The rest are kind of all, as I said, linear and on the north side. And that one's over on the south side. It was not, just very much. Even the phone number is just some guy. I called it a couple times just to see if it moved somewhere else.
Is it boarded up?
Yeah, it's boarded up. There's signs that say restaurant for sale.
My son right now is very sad.
But I did go, and Zatanna, I think you might have gone too. Did you go to that one or no?
Nope.
Okay.
I Googled it, and it was already closed.
So wow. These are very fresh in my mind, but maybe I'll ask both of you to rate them first, and then I will tell everyone why we're sitting at Honey Butter Fried Chicken at the end of this. But go ahead and give me your 1 to 10. Kelly, you go first.
Oh, I don't even have the list in front of me.
You don't have the list. Okay, I'll get to the list in front of you guys. But maybe let's start with one of your favorites that was on that list.
Well, I'll tell you what wow. Hold on.
They're bringing chicken to us. This is going to be your favorite now. Thank you, Honey Butter Fried Chicken.
Thank you very much.
You guys are awesome.
Spice to it.
Yes.
Oh, really? Okay.
Butter absolutely goes on everything.
Butter on everything.
Thank you very much. Okay. So.
Well, I want to make sure she leaves.
Right. Yeah, there you go. So,
because honey butter is not my favorite.
It's not his favorite, but you have to enjoy the honey butter fried chicken.
I like it.
Correct?
Yeah, okay. It's on the list.
Right. You're right.
It is on the list. Mm-hmm. So the list
was the list yours?
Hmm?
Was the list yours?
Yes.
It was yours.
It was
I added to your list.
Yes, you did. And you added well.
Yeah. Thank you.
So I know my number one. My number one is Crisp.
Yeah, Crisp is good.
So Crisp is essentially a Korean chicken. And you can get it in with a buffalo. You can get what's called Soul Sassy, or you can get plain Jane. and it is, when I first started going there, you could get half chickens and whole chickens. Now it's all wings,
strips,
like
yeah.
big wings or strips. Mm-hmm. Their buffalo chicken is the best buffalo chicken I've ever had in my life. The tang is off the charts.
Yeah.
And what's nice about the other ones is the others are significantly different tastes. So that there's like great variety among the chickens themselves. I usually try to get all three, especially if I'm doing this with my family, because we all like, we like to try all of them. If I have too much of the buffalo alone or any of those alone, that is a little overwhelming.
Sure.
Good sides as well. Mostly takeout. Like you go there and it's packed all the time.
Okay. So I have to stop you for a second. Yep. You mentioned sides. I refused to have sides at every place that I went because I thought that this was a chicken challenge only. And if the macaroni and cheese or the mashed potatoes skewed my opinion of the chicken, I thought that that was impure. I don't know if I was being way too intense with the challenge.
Yeah, you got too intense.
I think the offering of sides is important, too.
Okay, so you accepted sides everywhere you went, Zatanna?
Absolutely. I was looking for mashed potatoes everywhere I went, and I could never get it.
Yeah.
In fact, I have a sob story in a little bit.
I'm excited for your sob story.
I actually was thinking today would be my last day of fried chicken for a while, but now I'm hearing all this about Crisp, and I might have to go again tomorrow.
You're also looking at fried chicken in front of you. So.
I will be eating that. Yes.
Okay, I do hope you're eating that. Mm-hmm. All right, so Kelly, one of your favorites then was Crisp. I will go ahead and just read off the list to you guys, the other ones that were on it. You added Crazy Bird, which unfortunately was closed, as we said.
Do you want to talk about that?
Sure, let's talk about Crazy Bird.
So here's the reason I loved Crazy Bird.
Right.
So I found it online and on a few different people's lists. I looked at other people's lists.
When
So the backstory on this, just so you have it. Last summer, my son Nick, who is now a freshman at Skidmore in Saratoga Springs, he and I decided to do this like chicken challenge. We both like chicken, and I'm like, why don't we do this? And it would be like every Monday.
Yeah.
And so every Monday, I would find a new place and bring stuff home, or he'd go with me. And the reason I thought about this for you is that when I started posting all of this stuff on social media, the impact that it had was out
incredible.
Of it was out of proportion as it's related to the impact of other stuff that I do with social media. I mean, I've got stuff where it's me and Tina Fey. I'm producing a show. I've got me hanging out with all these celebrities.
Sure.
I work at Second City.
Here we can functionally your microphone here.
But okay, yeah, thank you.
About chicken.
But the chicken thing was what people like were into, and they got into fights
chicken
between
is
them.
So accessible.
Yeah, but people are passionate about
talk
it.
To Tina Fey.
Yes, exactly. Yes, exactly. And so the one thing about Crazy Bird was it was not in the safest area. So I pulled up and I was intrigued by that. And then when you go in, it's like being in a New York taxi. Like, to give them the money, it has to go through this bulletproof glass, like turnstile that goes.
So I look through the window and that's still there. The bulletproof.
I'm sure that's still there. Right. Anyone's going to use
There's
that there.
On the south side like that. Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that's intriguing. And then because it's a little bit farther from my home, I had to smell it for a longer period of time in my car, which was, it was making me hungry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So there was something there. It was, and again, like it wasn't at the top of the list, but it always maintained, it was the anchor in the lower 10.
Right. No, and I was excited to try it. And as you said, when I got to the neighborhood that it was in, I was afraid for my life, which I shouldn't be, but It was a little bit jarring compared to all the other restaurants.
Yes.
Which is fine. It just unfortunately was all boarded up, and I don't know what's happening. I guess they had two locations, and both are currently closed. Wow. Yeah, so Crazy Bird struggling a little bit. If you guys open, contact me. Give me an email, something. I will come try Crazy Bird because you will forever be now my holy grail that got away. Also on your list was Gus's.
Oh, Gus's is number two.
Okay,
me.
Cool. Before we get to the order, Roost is on your list. Honey Butter, which is where we are. Parsons, Leghorn, Harold's, Budlong, and then we added a couple. We added Feed and Art of Chicken.
And yep. Crispy Crunchy Chicken and Chef Luciano's Gourmet Chicken.
So go ahead, Zatanna, since you added to this list a little bit, tell us one of the chicken spots you added and why.
I added the Art of Chicken.
Oh, yeah.
But I probably shouldn't be the one to review it since I haven't had it recently. I'll just tell you, it's not fried, and I wasn't sure it was
not.
Allowed.
That was allowed.
It was allowed.
Yeah. They only serve two dishes. It's chicken or chicken.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And they don't really do a good job of explaining the difference between those two
chickens. They don't. They don't.
No.
But it doesn't really matter because they're both really excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Did you end up having both?
I had both.
Ah,
I loved it.
Both in the single sitting.
And it comes with a pita.
Yes, it does. And a salsa as well.
Yeah, well, so it's a Mexican type chicken, right?
It's
yeah.
So
yeah.
Good.
And so the pita makes no sense, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say their mashed potatoes.
I was going to say their sides.
Oh, their mashed potatoes were killer.
Again, I'm confused what you guys are saying. We're reviewing chicken, but okay, go ahead. Talk about the mashed potatoes.
Mashed potatoes were excellent, and we had the mac and cheese, which was good as well. But the chicken was so flavorful,
mm-hmm.
especially there's one that's slightly more spicy, mm-hmm. and which is what I love. My daughter likes a little less. That is El Jefe, I think.
Yep, that's the one I had.
And I love they give you the giant thing of salsa, and they sort of tell you which is spicy and which is not, and I put that right on there. It was, I mean, Art of Chicken shot up the charts.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one too, especially because it's not fried
and I
can indulge a
so
little more.
So the chicken choices you made then, which these are going to be a lot of words that I hope to say again and again in my life. The chicken choices you made during this, did you always go the non-fried if possible,
absolutely
the grilled
not.
Route?
No, I had fried every time.
Okay, yeah.
Every time. I made
Wonderful.
Myself sick eating fried chicken.
No, you can't. Maybe you got sick. And actually, I'm surprised I'm not vomiting right now because,
yeah.
like I said, I've had 9 to 10 chicken locations
today. Oh, I just,
today.
It turns out that you become starving
mm-hmm.
when you eat fried chicken. Like you eat one meal of fried chicken and the rest of the day, I want everything in sight. I want
yeah.
ice cream. I want like all of it. So I've just been starving. I've been ravenous for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry to do that to you. And actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because that was true eating no sides. I found that when I went to the restaurants and had just the chicken, that there was something, and maybe it was the food itself, that made me desire
accoutrement. Wouldn't you think normally protein is pretty filling?
Yeah.
You know, it's heavy. And
but somehow this is not. Kelly, do you find that to be true for you too? When
yeah,
you
well, I do. The reason I do the sides is I want to take some chicken home.
Okay, got it.
I have plotted out the fact that I'm going to do some late
if
night
chicken. If you
want to
have
eating.
Some chicken, if you want to take some chicken home, I got a whole bunch in the car.
That
is, take some with
the,
you.
The way that. How creepy that sounds. I can't even. It's so off
and
the
some
charts.
Some of it is 3 hours old.
He's going to be go down like the alias the chicken man.
Right, yeah.
Driving
around the street, waving people over
my brother,
car. I got chicken.
I have a brother who went through a rough patch in his life, and he was selling steaks out of the back of his car.
Wow.
And so like dry ice would come up when he'd open like the trunk, and he'd offer out some steaks.
Yeah, that seems like murder. That
yeah,
feels
no,
a whole
it feels
lot
like, murder.
Like murder.
Yeah, and he might have been living in Florida. I think he was at the time.
Okay, all right. So... Let's try to get to maybe the numbers then. Let's try to. I know that both of you, it might be a little harder than for me, but you said Crisp was your number one.
Yep.
Gus is at the top of the list.
Gus was up there.
Where does Roost fall for you?
Roost, it hangs around in like 4 or 5, depending
okay.
on where we are. And Roost is near my home, and for my 50th birthday, my wife cooked everything for our party except for these spicy chicken sandwiches from Roost, and people were losing their minds. First of all, the biscuit sandwich. The biscuit is like obscene.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much,
yeah.
which is the greatness of it. and the chicken is terrific, and it, like when you go there to pick it up, it takes forever,
mm-hmm.
which I also is a sign.
It's also extremely spicy, even like mm-hmm. the medium spice is really... But no, I like it. No,
yep.
I liked Roost as well, but they also have the tacos, the chicken tacos.
I have not... Did you do those?
Oh, yeah, I did those.
Are those good?
They're really good because the coleslaw mellows out
oh,
that
sure
heat
it would.
A little
yeah.
bit. And it's also really well spiced, like the coleslaw mm-hmm. itself. The other place that has those chicken tacos that I thought was similar is a place called The General in Logan Square.
Oh, don't throw other things that I haven't had on this list. I don't know what we're doing.
Yeah,
now.
That wasn't even on the list.
The General.
Bookmark The General.
It's comparable. And
please
you
write that down for me.
Down there.
Do
yeah.
I have to drive there after this
now? They're
not
known for fried chicken, though.
Okay.
They just happen to have a fried chicken taco that's now, comparable to this one.
That actually is something that Kelly mentioned as well.
Right.
That's the reason you pick these locations. They're known for this
right.
specific dish.
Just chicken.
Right.
There are restaurants in Chicago, the Chicago Brauhaus being one,
yeah.
that have a chicken that I love. But my son and I sort of decided we were going to stay away from restaurant chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a great restaurant chicken was in right near Second City, and it just closed.
Oh.
It was a blanket. It's right across the street from Four Farthings, the Gemini. It was called the Gemini. They only cooked their fried chicken on Sundays. And so like it was a thing. And I remember saying, my son's like, we better check this out. And we went on a Sunday and it was great.
See, so you also mentioned restaurants that take a long time to make chicken.
Yeah.
Restaurants that only make it one day a week. I don't even want to deal with that. But Parsons is one. Roost is one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I walked into Parsons and I tried to get my meal to go today. And the man just laughed at me. There was a long laugh. And he was like, this is not a place where anything is to go.
That does not
right.
work.
We don't know what you're saying. Sit down, have a drink. It'll be 25 minutes.
Yep.
It's great chicken, and it's actually maybe the stuff that you like the most, Satana, because that's not the fried. That was the grilled.
Mm-hmm.
There was, and we can talk about bones at some point, too, because I do have an issue with them.
Oh, I think they add.
I think everyone thinks they add. Nikki Allen is in the room, too. She's a bartender, and she's definitely been in a few kitchens before. She's nodding her head that they add. Obviously, the bones add because
yeah.
some people seem to be very passionate only making it that way, but they're gross.
Oh, yeah.
Am I being a child to say
carcass,
that?
But I mean, right. how many times does somebody serve you a fish that still has eyes on it?
I don't want those. I don't eat those.
I don't either.
I love it.
It's totally irrelevant to you.
Gross. Yeah.
Would you murder your own food, Kelly?
No, no, I would not murder my own food. I have eaten like fish heads in Barcelona.
Oh, God.
The bones are more flavorful. I always feel if it doesn't have a bone, like I'm having a happy meal. There's
well,
something
you can use
infantile.
Those bones too. Like you can stick them into like a turn it into a broth. Like you
sure.
just let the chicken. Like,
I think
melt
you said
off and...
wonderfully infantile is the words I heard. You
sure.
said
okay.
Good.
We can go with wonderfully
good.
Infantile.
All right. Wonderful,
which
because...
is also a great name for a band.
Yeah.
You can have it.
That's I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it tomorrow. It. I don't know. It's to me like I don't like to be reminded that my food was once not food, that it was once living things, and so it's very infantile for sure. But I enjoy to consume just the chicken without the bone. And
so
I
did you? If there was a boneless option, that's what you went for.
Yes, and I asked you this the other day when we bumped into each other. Did I ruin the challenge for myself by more often than not opting for the strip or opting for the Happy Meal?
No, I mean, I think we allow
bone wasn't
for.
Bone wasn't always available. I don't think.
Yeah, we allow for individualism in the chicken challenge.
I think the bone was almost always available.
Leghorn. I don't think Leghorn had a bone-in chicken.
And does Crisp? Is there a bone situation with the Crisp?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Because they served me the tenders and they were wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
As we continue down this list, we will eventually talk about why we're at Honey Butter Fried Chicken,
mm-hmm.
which thank you for them for letting us come here.
When we talk about them, do we eat the chicken?
Yes, I think
okay.
then
yes.
we have to eat the chicken. Or maybe immediately after.
We're
maybe
still
there's,
staring at it. Maybe we should
right.
just do
I know.
It now.
There's just a bunch of chewing that happens during the show.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost my list. I've got to get back to my list here. But one of the other ones that was my favorite on the list, beside Roost, which we talked a little bit about, I do really like Parsons. I know that I just mentioned how long it took to get that food and that it was bone only. So a lot of shots against them. And somehow it was still one of the best. And we can talk a little bit about the restaurants themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because some of the places you asked me to go to were really fun, cool places.
Yeah.
Feed is one of those places
that's really
fun. When you open the door, there's that doorbell at the top that
mm-hmm.
like cowbell that rings.
Mm-hmm.
There was something really fun about some of those atmospheres, and it seemed like a lot of them were lively today at 1 o'clock, 12:30.
Yep.
So I would have liked to stay and hang out at more of those places than to just run through them. So talk a
Maybe
little bit
you
about
should have gotten everything to go because it sounds like the atmosphere is coloring your opinion of the chicken.
It colors my
so...
opinion a little bit. Well, but talk about how important that is for you guys, or maybe for you, Kelly,
oh, yeah.
when you did this.
But the part of the reason I think we kept going with this thing is because every, we talk about Crisp. I mean,
sure.
it's two packed. It's completely, you know, like where you're waiting for your chicken, it's uncomfortable. Here's the thing. So I've worked at Second City my entire adult life. And when I first started at Second City, you know, we would fit about 380 people in a room that really should have 290 people. Fire code people know that we're on the fire code now because we have to be, but we didn't in the old days. And the theory around that was also like, bunch of people smashed together is better. Right. It makes people laugh more. There's more. And especially now in with the digital world we live in, we have less human contact. We want things to be wider and more comfortable. I love the sort of like weird, uncomfortable, I have to sort of maneuver in. So that's many of these places have that.
Yeah, we're city folk, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're city folk.
That's true.
This is a country dish.
Almost all of the places.
That's funny, isn't it?
That was well done. Almost all of these places, are any of them... This might be the biggest one, actually.
Honey Butter, yeah.
Yeah, Honey Butter,
I had
just
no
because
idea
we're upstairs.
This place was this size.
Right.
They hide it. From
even
you.
Even Honey Butter Fried Chicken, which is where we are again, and I'll just keep mentioning that if anyone's forgetting. We're upstairs in a dining room area that I couldn't tell from the outside is a thing.
Nope.
And it's very fancy. It might be echoing a little bit more than we would want, but it's
very homey.
It's very homey.
It doesn't feel like I'm in a restaurant at all, in fact.
Right. And so I think that...
Feed's a big room.
Feed is a bigger room. You're right.
And they do more there. I mean, that menu's big.
Yes.
I actually went there for brunch once. So it was sort of a non-chicken affair. Mm-hmm. Just because like when we noticed on the menu, I'm like, oh, this looks like a good place for a brunch. And they have all that. They have collard greens. They've got... I mean, if you want your sort of Southern Louisiana or New Orleans style, that's the place to go.
That sounds amazing to me. Zatanna, before we get out of here, tell me anything else that you feel like we're not mentioning about your experience specifically, maybe, or just anything else you want to share.
I'm really ashamed of my favorite.
Which one is your favorite?
Because you issued this challenge, I just started asking locals.
Yeah, sure.
Where do you eat your chicken, you know? And so I did end up at some places.
Is that the question I should ask before I tell people I have chicken in my car? Where do you eat your chicken? Yeah. Come eat it
that's,
here.
That's even worse. You okay, just keep making it worse.
Chicken delivery.
Sorry,
we're going to hear like dung dung, and like a Law and Order episode is going to start.
I can add that music. That's no problem.
I'm going to be loading some boxes when they come and go. Did you have any idea? Oh yeah, kinda.
I'm telling you, breasts and thighs.
Sorry, you were saying you were wandering around Chicago asking people where they eat chicken.
Yeah, so the first place that I tried that was off the beaten path was this Chef Luciano's, and it was really crunchy, and the breading was really crisp, and the chicken itself was flaky but still moist.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
Like it was perfectly done. So I wouldn't be ashamed if that was my favorite. It wasn't as spicy as maybe I kind of like. So unfortunately, I play pool on Tuesday nights. And
nice.
They put me right next to this place in Rogers Park that is out of a gas station.
Ooh.
It is, it's called Crispy Crunchy Chicken.
All right. By the way, it's good chicken.
I know.
I've had it. It's not my favorite, but it is, and we call in my family, we know this.
Yeah.
We call it gas station chicken.
It is gas station chicken. So
That's
I order
is.
On Grubhub.
Yeah.
I was
sure.
Like, I'm right by it. I'm just going to order it.
I can't
it.
Believe
it's
you
fine.
Brought this up. My son is laughing his
I'm
ass
just
off.
I'm so embarrassed that I
no,
did
it's
this
good.
Too, because, oh.
By the way, it was on my social media feed, because I did it as a detour. It didn't make the list, but I have a friend who went and got it that day, and he took a picture of the empty. He goes, it's good.
Yeah, okay, so like I ordered some mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yeah.
And someone told me to get their like deep fried corn, which sounds really terrible.
Sounds
and
amazing.
And the reason I say sounds that way is because I did order it.
And it was
and
great.
When they delivered it, they delivered me cold chicken with a biscuit that was crumbling.
Oh.
And they didn't have the mashed potatoes and they didn't have the corn. And so I called the restaurant and I was like, hey, can I get the sides that I ordered? And they're like, we're not making those at this time of night. And I was like, you couldn't tell me that. Then I went, and I'm upset.
Yeah.
And I go and I start to eat this chicken. And even cold.
And even angry.
And angry. It was so good. And I thought I was done with fried chicken, too. You know, I've been eating it.
I can't
and
believe.
It.
So this is on Peterson.
Yeah.
Yes, it is near the Target.
That's right.
And my kids go to Chicago Waldorf, which is right down kind of near there. And I was driving by it when I saw it. And then during one of my Googling to look for chicken, someone mentioned it. And then I didn't realize it was gas station chicken because it is. It's literally a gas station with a chicken restaurant
they
attached.
They deliver.
Okay.
Hey, can I one thing, though, that
sure,
I want to talk about?
Ahead. Yeah.
I don't think Harold's is very good.
Okay, yeah, either. So I was going to get to that. I will close with my run-through of all the different chicken spots. I am amazed, though, that during our chicken podcast, where I did a chicken challenge, including eating at 10 chicken restaurants, today you've both added additional chicken spots that I didn't get to eat at. That is very disappointing to me.
It's not
that, like,
good.
Half of the places we spoke about weren't even on the challenge. But so I'm going to run through my actual map, and I'm going to post this on the podcast. This is my suggested way to do the Chicago Chicken Challenge. You start at Gus's World Famous Fried Chicken. This is downtown, and I'm going to zoom in because I don't have good eyes. 847 West Fulton Market, Chicago. You go there first, and then you're going to need some sort of like really Intuit Uber driver, mm-hmm. or you're going to need a vehicle of some kind because this is going to take a while. From there, you go to Roost, and I like Gus's a lot. I like Roost a lot more. That's 457 North Milwaukee Avenue. This is not the one.
There's
on
a few
Irving
different
Park.
Roosts, yeah, Irving Park.
So there are two. I did eat at Irving Park as well. From there, then you go to Leghorn Chicken. That is 959 Northwestern Avenue. Leghorn, to me, is probably middle of the road. I don't know if you guys think that.
That's the lower. That's
I
on the lower part.
I actually didn't like it.
Okay,
I
yeah.
It was overpriced.
Yeah, and I.
That's
so
interesting.
I,
it's probably number 10. It's probably number 10.
All right, fair enough. So Leghorn, not the best. So maybe skip that
altogether. And I bet it
but
loses.
Their pickles are where it's at. Really? If you're a fan of pickles.
I can't do the sides, as I've told you before.
They put
I
pickles on their sandwiches.
I should have made rules for
you
this
can
challenge.
Get extra pickles for
you
like
guys are ruining
75
this for me.
Cents, and they're just a slice.
Right after Leghorn, you can find yourself at Feed, which is just like 4 or 5 minutes away, actually. That's at 2803 West Chicago Avenue. Feed's really good. And mm-hmm. as we said before, the ambiance by itself is probably a reason to go. Mm-hmm. Then you get to Parsons Chicken, which is 2952 West Armitage Avenue. And fish. Apparently they do fish. Did either of you have fish?
I haven't had it there.
Okay, good. Don't do that. Let's not even talk about that.
Okay.
No, wait. Tatiana, you wanted to say something about
Absolutely
the fish?
Absolutely not.
Okay, wonderful. Good. Now you're listening. I like that better. Then we go to Art of Chicken, 2041 Northwestern Avenue.
So good.
Mm-hmm. Art of Chicken is wonderful. They don't do the boneless, and they seem to laugh at you if you want them to go fast as well. They're another sure. longer place. That's okay. Then, if you so choose, you can go to Harold's Chicken, which is 1361 North Milwaukee Avenue.
One of the 1,000 Harold Chickens
right.
that are all over
one
the city.
One of the 1 million locations, but this is just
There's
for
a
linear path.
Too,
yeah.
Mentioned.
And mm-hmm. as Kelly said a second ago, and I wanted to mention here, Harold's was the worst on the list, which yep. is really disappointing.
It's not really in my top 10, but I put it there because it's such a Chicago institution.
Yeah. Right.
And I remember as a younger man being taken to the South Side to eat at a Harold's, and I loved it. And I don't know if my taste buds weren't, you know, developed. I hadn't had enough chicken, or if just it's lost. It might have, again, there's so many right. now that I can't imagine their quality control.
Well, and so I went to this location, and I had it off of a food truck. There was a Harold's food truck that popped out outside of GN.
I missed that food truck. I went to get that one.
It was there. But it's very reminiscent of something you said a second ago, like gas station chicken or Happy Meal chicken. It's not really good at all. Sorry, Harold's. Then you can go to Budlong's Hot Chicken. And that's at 1008 West Armitage Avenue. Really good, actually, yeah. right? Yeah, okay.
That's what I meant to get to that I'm disappointed.
You really should have gone there.
That's
kind
of roosty.
And not added Sorry. Others to the list for me.
And, okay, so I got to Crisp and Budlong.
You go to Kelly Leonard's favorite spot, Crisp, which is 2940 North Broadway Avenue, Broadway Street. And that's a really nice restaurant and really good chicken, too. Then we land here, my favorite chicken restaurant, Honey Butter Fried Chicken. And the reason why this one's my favorite and the ones that were my favorite on the list is because what's in front of us appears to have bones in it.
Yeah.
But it does not. This
really?
Does not actually have bones in it if it's the same piece that I had when I was mm-hmm. here last time. And that's what I like about it because I get to order not just it tastes wonderful. I'm not trying to demean the taste of the chicken, but I get to order that next to you and I don't have to feel like a child.
Yeah.
And so for that reason alone, I thank Honey Butter Fried Chicken for making me feel like an adult man that can handle a bone when I really can't do that. And that did not come out awkward. That was not, I'm not making this worse. I've got a bunch of bones in my car for anyone that wants to come grab one.
Now we're back to that. Okay. Dung, dung.
So I thank you both, Kelly, so much for giving us this challenge.
Thank
Before
you.
I let you guys go, is there anything else that you feel we neglected to say about Chicago chicken?
I really, if you've got chicken places for us to try, like send us those.
That's true.
There could be a part two of this.
There could, yeah, absolutely. Because Atana, I think, did a whole part two on her own.
I did. Okay. I'm sorry, guys.
No, you went rogue. You went chicken rogue.
Well, I thought these were all places that like a lot of people knew. So
yeah.
I was trying to find
you
like,
just
the
have to
gems
tell,
in the rough. Here.
But you have to tell me where you're going so I can go there too. I wanted to.
I totally told you about Chef Luciano's.
Okay, yes, you did. That one you did, but
I mentioned Art of Chicken.
Well, Art of Chicken, I put into the list.
Yeah, that, we added that. Landed. I was very happy with that choice.
Right, guys, well, I'm sorry. I'll communicate better for round two.
Excellent.
Zatanna, anything else that you feel like you want to mention? And then before I let you guys go, you can also promote anything you want to promote too.
Do not do this at home.
Do not do this at home. Okay. Do not do this by yourself. Do not do it all in one day. Although maybe you should. I really think that you should. And Uber drivers, there should be some sort of discount. Maybe I can work with Uber and get some sort of Chicago chicken deal.
Where if you do the whole doctors listening out there who are also going to be offering discounted
maybe,
services.
Maybe you can have an Uber pool and get the doctor in the car with you. Go the whole thing. But so I love the Chicago Chicken Challenge. Thank you both again for doing it. My recommendation, though, is honey butter fried chicken. This is Craig Collins with You've Binge Challenged. Come back next week where I assume I'm going to watch TV and be very, very bored.